Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Wrap it up. I love the conversations off the air. We're on the air now. I love the conversations off the air, though. Yeah. When, Rob West comes to studio. Shout out to Uncle B is in studio. Rob West, good morning.
Good morning.
When Rob West comes in here, we start talking, you know, basketball, start talking youth sports and all that, you know. A lot of that stuff's got to stay off the air. Yeah. You know, we just keep it real, though, right?
It was about to get real.
Yeah, but welcome, fellas. Appreciate you guys coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Uncle B's kitchen and studio as well. You know, we're saying this is the first time here, man.
First time.
We got to make this not the last time.
Hey, invite me back.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, Rob, Making a Difference Foundation. First off, before we get into, the event we got coming up this weekend, talk to us a little bit about, the Ballers Classic. We were out there. We love going out there every year. Great event. How was this past Ballers Classic?
Well, first of all, I have to say thanks to all of our sponsors and our team. Amazing job coming through in the clutch. As always, a phenomenal job. Of course, there's a hiccup here and there with, basketball things. But, hey, listen, what's life without a couple hurdles, right?
Yeah, definitely.
In terms of quality of play, the relationship with DSN, everything's moving forward and strong.
Yeah, and it did air on DSN, and it was a great, look this year to have the entire event on there. And, people came out. They had a great time. It's a good day. It was a good day.
Yeah, good day, especially when you get to go outside and ride a horse.
You had the petting zoo out there. Yeah, man. You had the bounce houses. You had all the food was incredible, including Uncle B's kitchen.
You know it.
Yeah, man. Look, I'm telling you, people who don't know, talk to us a little bit about, some of the, reflection back on Ballers Classic.
Hey, listen, so before I pass to Uncle B is in charge of all food operations out there. So, if you want somebody to speak about it, it's definitely him.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, Uncle B's kitchen, Everybody knows Uncle B, whatever you want to call me. But Ballers Classic was amazing. We did breakfast, lunch,
yes,
dinner, all in the same day. And I think we pretty much sold out. And I bought them lamb chops out there, and everybody went crazy over them.
Yeah.
Of course, the mac and cheese, everything's amazing. But going forward, if you have some good food and you want to be a part of it, you got to contact Uncle B from here on out.
How can people do that?
Call me. Text me. 302-344-5808. I'm public records. You can look me up. Find me anywhere you want to go. But don't come with no nasty food, because you won't be a part of the show.
Well, you bring the food.
I bring the food. But, of course, Rob throws me into everything.
Yeah.
So now I got to be the liaison for all the food.
So you book all the food, all the other vendors.
Everybody.
Let me tell you, whatever you go to, Pretzelvania.
Yo, Pretzelvania.
Let me tell you something. Yo, they will change your life.
They forever got Uncle B's.
I love it.
And the whole family, wife, daughter, son, everybody.
Yes.
Loves Pretzelvania, and they always send us home with
Bryce, Bill. We love it.
Yo,
you know what? Round of applause for Pretzelvania.
Pretzelvania, if you're listening, we love y'all.
Yeah.
They got the best pretzels.
Oh my God.
In the world.
Yeah.
In the world.
We were looking for, they had the mix on sale. Yes. We were trying to buy the mix.
And it's dangerous.
It is.
Dangerously good. Especially you get that middle part.
Yeah. I had a couple people raving about that. But, and then on the flip side of that, Rita's crumble cookie.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Chef T was there from the culinary school at Cape and Lopen High School. Listen, the Mexican food truck from Milford, hats off.
We had tacos. Yes. Martinez. Yeah.
Amazing. And then Upscale Seafood knocked it out of the park again. Hey, listen, man, I'm just excited about what B's going to do to cultivate it, develop it, elevate it. And you can't just come and get a hot dog at the Ballers Classic.
Nah, you're going to come and get a meal. Like, you're going to remember
where
you came. Because I had people coming from the gym. Yo, where them ribs? Hey, somebody eat ribs right now in the gym.
Right.
Don't do it that. You can't too late.
Well, after that Pretzelvania, you know, I felt my, I finally got back into my extra large. I started feeling that double X coming back. That's what it is.
Well, maybe Bill should have hit Chelsea out there, the Bountiful Bulls.
Yeah.
A little bit more of a healthy option.
Now, I can't do that when you got all these other options as well. I can do that and that.
Right.
But no, that's great, man. You know, congratulations on all the success of Ballers Classic and everything you guys do with the food.
Appreciate it.
Great vendors out there. It was a great day. All the teams, you know, it turned up to be great. I know one team had a mishap getting there a little bit, you know, behind schedule, but ended up. Went off like a charm. Uncle B was so busy out doing the food, I came out and I told him what was going on. You didn't even know.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you didn't even know.
I had no idea what was going on. I just seen people. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what was going on.
Yeah.
There was so much action outside between the car show.
Yes.
Hey, listen, the BB bus came with the free health screenings, and then the patrol command center for Delaware State Police. A lot of festivities and things to do out there in that parking lot. Absolutely.
Looking forward to next year. I know you guys are already into planning.
Man, of course.
Yeah.
Two days later.
Right.
Same night.
Bigger and better every year. Again, Ballers Classic, Power 101.7, your official station. Looking forward to it. Community Resource Day. Got a big Community Resource Day coming up this weekend. Making a Difference Foundation behind it, of course. Rob, give us a rundown. Tell us about it.
All right. So we sat down with Uncle B, who's our food liaison.
Okay.
And Uncle B's vision was, I want to give back to the community. I want to cook foods, just push them out the window.
Okay.
I said, okay, cool. All right. Let's put another play together, as Uncle B said. Another play.
Let's put them plays together.
We sat down with Fred Thomas, the general manager from Hampton Inn Hotel. And he says, hey, man, listen, unique opportunity. We want to connect with the community. How do we do so?
Right.
We did an event. It's a pop up. We gave almost 250 meals away in like 45 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gone.
Along the Highway 1, Hampton Inn Hotel. Literally, we looked at each other and said, we got to get more food and we got to do this again.
Yeah.
And what happens is that me being the community concierge I am, we connected with a local community, Angola States. Tina Carlton and crew over there in Angola. And we created another unique opportunity for us to... not have to do everything. And as an event coordinator, sometimes it's easier to delegate and facilitate than it is to be the hub for everything. Mm-hmm. And what we've done is we let B take care of food. We're Hampton Inn chips out, connecting with the community, and Angola supplies boatloads of people from their community, Rehoboth Bay, Angola Estates, Angola by the Bay.
It's like 600, 700.
No, it's like 800, 900 mobile homes in just the one people. Community. And when we partner up with them, all of the information in our flyer marketing goes out to their entire community. Our aim and our goal is to be less and let our service be more.
Right.
So we're coming out there this year with a bigger statement, 550-plus meals.
Last year we did about 350 meals.
Yeah.
So this year we're going to do 500 meals.
500-plus, yeah. So
that's
a lot
of chicken, Bill.
Yeah, I was going to say.
All the chicken's coming from Mount Air Cares. You know, and then everything else is coming from Uncle B, Hampton Inn, and Make a Difference Foundation in Angola. So I know Angola normally does like free Ritas all day. We do a chicken meal.
Chicken meal, green beans, baked beans. I think we're going to do a dinner roll this year.
Okay.
And then I think we got hot dogs like to cover the rest.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. For the kids, unlimited bottles of water. And listen, we don't complain about people when they come up and say, I need four meals. Why? Because we don't know what they have going on at home.
Right? Yeah.
And not only that, just give them to them. That's what I told B last year. Just give them to them.
Yeah.
Like, because you never know. They might be eating those for the next 2 or 3 days. And then on top of that, Angola says, hey, listen, we don't want this just to be a private event. Invite the community. So anybody who's willing, able, and available to come out, even though it's projected rain sometimes.
Rain or shine, we're going to be out there.
Sometimes help, the best help comes
in
the most terrible situations and the worst weather.
You know, just what you said right there, that's a powerful statement, you know, like saying we don't care if you come up and ask for three or four meals because we don't know what's going on at home. Mm-hmm. You know, like a lot of people wouldn't say that. You know, like you go to some of these...
One meal.
One per person. They have to be here. You know, like... You just putting that out there and saying that, that's powerful, I think.
Yeah.
You know, well, I mean, that is something.
Bill, I grew up in a trailer park. I understand the struggle of the summertime push of mom getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. being gone all day. Right? Coming back to, I wish we could cook for her, right? But we didn't know how to at a certain age. And literally having to wait for her to get off at 6 p.m. to cook us a meal. And literally that stretched throughout the day when you got four or five siblings and we eat up all the food by 12. The struggle is real, Bill. Yeah. So, I mean, like, you know, and that's no knock to single parents. It's just, it is what it is. We like,
even me, like, just thinking, like, if I was running this, you know, what you guys are doing. My first instinct would be like, nope, you get one per person or whatever. And then you saying you don't know if they're going to be able to eat. They might have to make these last for the next 3 or 4 days.
Absolutely.
Like, that'll hit you.
Yeah.
That hit me just now.
Yeah.
I mean, you just saying that.
Especially the way prices are right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it don't matter who you are. Everybody deserves a free meal.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be a good meal.
I know that. I know that.
And not only that, Bill, what we're also doing is that because we do the Resource Expo at the Ballers Classic, we're bringing a lot of those vendors over to offer free resources and information to anybody who comes. Now, especially because we're in a community like Angola, landscapers, power washers, like bath people, like, you know, bath fitters and bath people who do bath things. Mm-hmm. We're bringing all of them in there to be able to offer resources and information, you know, energy efficient homes and being able to offer information. But not only that, mental health, financial literacy, Fulton Banks coming on a journey with us.
Wow.
The BB Health Bus will be there to give out free screenings. See, this is one thing I didn't understand, right? So they say, well, I'm not getting on the bus for free health screening. Well, some people are in between coverages. Some people can't afford to pay the copay sometimes.
Yeah.
Right? So being able to get on that BB bus and getting your cholesterol, your sugar, your blood pressure, all of that stuff checked, and they give you that printout at the end that says, hey, next time you're available to see your primary, let them know some mm-hmm. of the data that you've gotten through us. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, somebody get free copay. Somebody has $20 and I seen some $75 and $100 copays, depending on who your carrier is.
Yeah.
So in a world where we don't know what people have going on, just being conscious of where I'm bringing a group of the right vendors available to offer stuff. New York Life Insurance, Fallon Mifflin's coming to talk about life insurance, how to prepare after death.
That's like, a big one.
That's a big one. You know, we're burying our youth, our babies are burying our babies nowadays. And then there's nothing like a good old GoFundMe page that goes up that says we didn't prepare well. We had things going on. And again, it happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it happens. Sometimes life hits us left field and we don't know what's going on.
Right.
But being able to get educated on how to prepare ourselves after death with, like, New York Life Insurance, they got boatloads of information. And guess what? It ain't all expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's cheap,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then literally we help Angola elevate their community by being able to offer information. The one big thing that I'm super excited about this year is that we're not doing breakout rooms at the event. During the event live, BB and the CERT teams, the community response teams, they're going to be doing live demonstrations of like Narcan and CPR, you know, to help elevate and give people an awareness. When you live in a community where there's 900 houses, and then that equates to 3 to 4 per house, and you're talking about thousands of people in one community, and you see that one person on the side of the road on a struggle bus, and you have no clue what's going on, it's best to be prepared and unprepared. So being able to facilitate Narcan and CPR is so important when you live in a close-knit community like Angola. So, again, only thing I can tell you, Uncle B, is just be there.
Just be there.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it's coming up this Saturday, 11 to 3, Power 101.7. We're going to be out there live. And everything is free, right?
Everything is free.
Yeah.
A listening booth is going to be playing live music. It's going to be fun, man. It's going to be excellent. And be there or be square.
Yeah, the listening booth. Introduced me to the listening booth.
Levy and company, man. A great group of young ladies and guys who are just putting together a good product for a great cause. They're a nonprofit as well. So, again, like I can't be more excited about just being able to connect with the community. I wish we had more than Meals on Wheels when I was coming up.
Yeah.
We tear those free lunches up.
Free lunch.
You know what I mean? But listen, now guess what? We're pulling up. We got Uncle B's.
Uncle B's, yeah. Free lunch.
Man, can't beat it. If you've never had Uncle B's, just believe me. just take it from me. Take it from Rob. Take it from Uncle B. He ain't just, you know, just talking. I mean, the food is unbelievable. Yes, so, again, if people want more information on the Community Resource Day first, how can they get more info? You guys got flyer, social media?
Yeah, hit us up on Facebook or Instagram, Making a Difference Foundation, or just inbox me, Rob West. Get more information, and we want you guys to bring the kids because between 12 and 2 we're doing free face painting.
Okay.
And if the weather permits, we're going to do unlimited moon bouncers for those 2 hours as well. So creating a kids zone, so while mom and dad are in there networking, getting information, kids can be getting their face painted and having a great time.
Rob West, Uncle B, Uncle B's Kitchen and Studio. We're going to take a quick break. You guys hang out for a minute?
Yes, sir.
All right, very good. We got more with them coming up. It's 8:42. Hey, what's up, guys? It's